Thank you, Damien, and good afternoon. Fire officials will hold two community meetings, one tonight at Veterans Hall in Willow Creek and another on Saturday night in Denny, to update local residents about the Corral Fire burning to the east of Hoopa and to the north of Highway 299. More than 900 personnel are on scene battling the Corral complex, which has scorched more than 10,000 acres since being ignited by lightning on August 10th. There are no current evacuation orders in place at this time, although forest roads and trails have been closed off, and forest roads are off limits as well due to the movement of heavy equipment and fire personnel traffic. A red flag warning for lightning remains in place through tonight, and of the 125 structures threatened, all of them are currently outside the fire line perimeter. The sheriff's office has identified the suspect who abandoned three dogs on Wednesday in Fairhaven as 42-year-old freshwater resident Salvatore Arena. Arena's brother, the original owner of the dogs, passed away, and despite efforts to turn the dogs over to foster care, Arena eventually decided to abandon the dogs at New Navy Base Road and Bay Street. Before doing so, he spoke with an employee at K9 Angels Rescue and said that he was leaving for the East Coast and could not take the dogs across the country with him. The sheriff's office is seeking a warrant for Arena's arrest, and they have reason to believe that he has left the area. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Animal Control Division. A federal judge ruled on Thursday that the water from the Trinity dams will be released, a major victory for local tribes, fishermen, and officials who opposed the lawsuit from Central Valley farmers who argued against any release. The water from the Trinity Reservoir was supposed to have been released in mid-August, but Judge Lawrence O'Neill issued a temporary injunction after farmers filed suit. The judge's decision found that the impact to those Central Valley concerns was very small, while not releasing water into the Klamath River would have a huge impact on the health of fish stocks and the river. River watchers are expecting one of the largest salmon runs in recent memory. The County Drug Task Force confiscated more than 700 growing marijuana plants, $40,000 in cash, methamphetamine, cocaine, and psilocybin mushrooms after serving search warrants at a property in Bryceland and another in Edersburg. Two men, Jesus Martinez and Juan Canas, were arrested on site and booked into county jail on cultivation and possession charges. As we head into the weekend, the final weekend of the Humboldt County Fair, the County Avoid the 7 DUI enforcement campaign continues. Six local law enforcement agencies, along with the California Highway Patrol, will focus on impaired and dangerous drivers, a campaign that continues through the Labor Day weekend. From August 16th through midnight on Thursday, 25 drivers have been arrested on suspicion of DUI in the county, and the task force will conduct a DUI and driver's license checkpoint on Saturday night at a location somewhere in the county. Along with DUI patrols and heightened awareness, DUI enforcement and traffic safety remains a top priority on the North Coast. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai and Northwood Hyundai. Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The state of California tested its new Amber Alert system earlier this month, sending out text messages to California residents informing them of a suspect who had kidnapped two children in the San Diego area. CHP Humboldt Area Commander Adam Yeager went on Talk Shop and discussed the importance of notifying the North Coast about the kidnapping, even though it occurred down in Southern California.
Well, in this particular case, they knew he was going to go north, so that's why it traveled from San Diego and it hit up here immediately, because we knew, and obviously he did drive, probably could have drove right through here or could have drove up I-5, but if there is information that it possibly could be coming to our area, they're going to put it out statewide, and then it's going to bleed out to the other states as well.
Yeager went on to praise the Amber Alert system.
So I think what we have in place with a known abduction, we know, you know, a vehicle, we know the circumstances, I think it's very effective. And I don't have the numbers in front of me right now, but it's been very effective.
Statewide cooperation between law enforcement agencies and the public is a critical component in the apprehension of criminals. And you can now follow us on Twitter at KINS News. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Stephen Walker.